Leading the news this morning, the shock and grief over the death of batsman Philip Hughes has echoed around the cricketing world. Flags are flying at half-mast at Lords. The current rounds of Sheffield Shield games have been abandoned, and a question mark now hangs over next week's first test between Australia and India.
Philip would like us to keep playing cricket, and I don't know how soon that's going to happen. Already grade cricket in Sydney's off this weekend, the whole round. Pakistan and England, New Zealand have stopped playing their game, and then we've got a test match next week. We don't know what's going to happen with that.
Jim Maxwell there. Queensland's Premier Campbell Newman has called in the army to help clean up after a massive storm hit the state's southeast late yesterday. Winds of up to 140 kilometres an hour and hailstones as big as golf balls caused widespread damage and chaos across Brisbane. Tens of thousands of people were left without power and the SES received more than 1,000 calls for help. Victorians head to the polls tomorrow. An Election Eve Galaxy poll shows Labor still holds a 52-48% lead over the Coalition in the two-party preferred vote. If the Coalition does lose power, it will be the state's first one-term government in 60 years. A new report card on the federal government's handling of Indigenous affairs has found the Coalition's approach is causing high stress and uncertainty. Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooda partly blames deep budget cuts and changes to the way funding is provided.